Welcome to the Healing Experiment Podcast, where we're not just talking about healing, it's about immersing you into a healing experience while holding the intention to heal and awaken humanity one heart at a time. I am your host, Sue Dumais. We're creating a felt experience of healing in every single episode. Are you ready to feel it for yourself? Say yes. Activate that energizing energy of yes. And let's see what happens today. Be curious, be open, be willing, and just create a space in your mind to receive, create a space in your body to receive what you're meant to receive today. I was guided to share a message, and it's a meditative lesson. When I do the meditative lessons, I'm working with the energy in the background, I'm working with creating a level of understanding in the mind to allow shifts to happen on other levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, and even in the etheric body. So I'm working in this dimension, in multiple dimensions. I'm influencing past lives and this specific life, your perception is right now, and also parallel lives. When you join with me and join with the guests I have on the show, you're setting an intention to heal what is no longer serving you and to reveal what you need to heal. So today, just say yes and let's see what happens. As we embark on this journey together, I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable position and close your eyes if you're able to so that you can bring your awareness inward. As you bring your awareness inward, there's a beautiful invitation to be receptive. Allowing whatever needs to come into your awareness to come, whatever needs to shift, whatever needs to soften and release to be released. As you embark on any program, any show, any book, anything in the world, the invitation I have for you is to be curious and wildly open. To enter into a space of wonderment. I wonder what gift or insight I will receive. I wonder what healing I will receive. There's not a grasping to know, but a curiosity and a wonderment. That creates an opening in the mind. So today I want to talk about healing the gap between your brain, your mind, your body, and your soul. And I'm going to provide an understanding at the level of the mind. I'm going to teach it and meet you in your humanness to remind you of your divinity. So sink in with me, close your eyes, relax, and receive. I'm going to take you on a little journey. And the journey begins with bringing your awareness into your physical brain. As you bring your awareness into your head and notice your physical brain, I just want you to be aware of what's happening. Be curious about what's happening there. What do you notice? What do you feel? What do you see? What do you sense? Just being aware of all of your senses. Now imagine you could bring your awareness over to the left side of your brain. Now you may already find yourself camped out there. That may be your default setting. But I want you to really bring the light of awareness over to the left side of your brain. Notice the left side, what's happening over there. without judgment, without trying to change or shift anything. Simply observe. Now imagine you could shift your awareness and bring that spotlight of awareness over to the right side of your brain. And you might even find looking over to the right side with your physical eyes while keeping your eyes closed can help you make that transition from the left to the right. What's happening on the right side of your brain? What do you sense, feel, see? What is your experience over there? Now imagine from the right side of your brain, you could drop your awareness down into your heart space. Just take a little elevator down from the right side, down into your body, and see if you can land in the space of the heart. And feel your breath. Be aware of your breath coming in and leaving the body. Now I'm going to speak a little bit about the brain for a moment. Just receive the message, but also be open to the energy that's shifting in the background. Be open to the healing potential that's infused in this episode. Generally, the left side of our brain, our physical human brain, is the analytical side. It's the side of the mind that has the to-do lists and that figures things out, analyzes and reflects and looks at all the pros and cons and considers all the possibilities. The left side of our brain is a very active side of our brain. And for some people, it's very dominant. The right side of our brain is the present moment, creative, deeply present side of our brain. In the space of the right brain, we are fully present in the now. The left brain works very much in the past and the future. And the left brain is very much the domain of the ego mind. The ego loves to camp out in the left side of the brain. The left side of the brain also fosters confusion, uncertainty, doubt, worry, fear, where the right side of our brain is very present, observing, generally peaceful, quiet. This is the creative side where our spirit, our inner spirit, can connect with us, can communicate with us, can provide insights, guidance, lessons. There's a beautiful spaciousness on the right side. A beautiful spaciousness and creative energy. Now let's take a look at the mind, the understanding of the mind. I'm teaching it in a way that it's separate from the brain. I want you to see the mind for the purpose of this episode and this process. See the brain separate from the mind. We've been taught to believe that our mind is in our head. And a lot of times we confine the idea of the mind within the brain. But what if our mind is not in our head? What if our mind is not in our brain? What if our mind is in every cell of our body and all the spaces in between? What if our mind is even beyond the boundaries of our physical body? What if your physical brain held only a small aspect of the mind? And what if the mind was way more expanded than you realize? As you imagine the mind in every cell of your body and all the spaces in between, and even the space around you, you're waking up the mind's potential. You're waking up a greater capacity. You're expanding your awareness of the mind beyond the physical head, beyond the physical brain. And in the mind, we have the conscious mind, those thoughts that we're aware of, those ideas, those beliefs, the chatter. And then we have the subconscious mind, which is the words or chatter that's playing in the background, the ongoing tapes, the programming that's deeply embedded, running in the back of the computer of the mind. And in the subconscious mind, it's about 95% of the thoughts in our head. In the subconscious mind, there's a lot happening in the background. 95% of what's really going on is happening in a subconscious level. And the more we create an awareness, the more we live consciously, the more we bring that background into the forefront, the more we bring the subconscious into the conscious mind, the more we're able to expand the light of awareness, zoom it out, and see and hear and experience more of what's really going on in our mind. As we have these experiences of expanded awareness, we can challenge the conditioning and the programming at the level of the mind, in particular the subconscious mind. When we unite the idea of using the right side of our brain to connect to our inner spirit, and we allow our mind to expand beyond our head, we can have more of an embodied connection with our spirit, with our soul, with our source. As we expand beyond the physical limitations of our brain or our head, and we feel that unity or connection to our spirit, we can invite soul embodiment. So for the longest time, the seat of our soul was at the solar plexus, at the diaphragm. The invitation now is to bring the seat of your soul down into your pelvis. When we bring the seat of the soul down into our pelvis, there's not so much an experience of separation between our human self and our divine self, between our physical body and our soul. As we bring the seat of our soul down into the pelvis, the ego will resist, and it may feel like a yo-yo and come back up into the solar plexus. Just gently, patiently bring it back down. And it's more about an awareness and an intention. And you'll feel an experience of it coming down, almost like a little weight coming down into the pelvis. Whatever the experience is for you, create a memory or take a mental picture of it so that you can recreate it and invite it and intend it again. Eventually, the seat of your soul will land in the pelvis and stay in the pelvis. And the resistance of the ego mind, the fear-based thinking and beliefs, will dissolve away. With the seat of your soul in your pelvis, and your mind in every cell of your body, and all the spaces in between awakened, you increase your level of consciousness. You increase your awareness of the observer. And if you find yourself going back up into your head, you can even look up with your physical eyes, with your eyes closed, look up and imagine that observer leaving the head, leaving the boundaries of the physical head and zooming out to be witness to all of it. Brain, mind, body, soul. And with the seat of the soul in the pelvis, we can unify and create an experience of oneness between the mind, body, and spirit. So we can approach life more from a soul, mind, body approach. Because meditation and healing and awakening is not about denying our humanness. It's not about denying our body. It's about embracing our humanness and embodying our divinity. It's about being animated by love instead of fear. It's about meeting ourselves in our humanness and remembering our divinity. Divine embodiment or soul embodiment is when we allow our divinity to animate us within our human experience. It is from that place where we can meet others with love. We can meet their fear with love, and love will expand. We can meet them in their humanness and remind them of their divinity. This is where we can usher each other back home to self. Self with a capital S, our divine self, our divine source, our divine wisdom, our divine knowing, the knowing that goes beyond the knowledge, the limited knowledge that's in the head. It's a deep knowing that goes beyond logic and reason. It's a deep knowing that is not held back by the physical mind or our physical brain. This will allow us to live life by divine, allowing us to really serve at the highest level to connect the truth of who we are while having this human experience. We're meant to experience both, and it's time for all of us to embrace and embody our divinity without denying our humanness, without denying our human experiences, without denying our human emotions. We will no longer be animated by fear, so our human emotions will shift and change. We won't live in such fear. We won't live with worry, concern, doubt, confusion. We will live with more peace, knowing, a deep certainty, a deep trust, blind faith. These are the side effects of coming into that divine embodiment. These are the gifts that come from closing and healing the gap between our brain, our mind, our body, and our soul. So in this moment, ask your physical body and ask your mind to come along for the ride and give you a felt experience of soul embodiment. Breathe, soften, surrender, receive, experience, say yes. Yes, thank you. Breathe, receive, soften, surrender. Imagine your breath moving through your entire physical body. And beyond. Imagine you could breathe with your whole body. Every cell and all the spaces in between. And imagine with each breath, you could breathe into your energy field, feeling that beautiful expansion, softening with each exhale. And imagine that any density, any tension, any tightness, any fear could simply dissolve, melting under the light of awareness. If there's anything it has to teach you, let it be brought to your heart to be understood. And then say yes to allowing it, inviting it, witnessing it, letting it be processed in whatever way it's meant to. Feeling gratitude and appreciation for it. Breathing. Breathing it out. Using the warmth of gratitude and breath to melt and soften it. Anything that remains may have something more to teach you. So bless it. Don't resist it. Bless it. Embrace it. Accept it. Welcome it to stay as long as it needs to in order to teach you what you need to know. There is purpose to your human experience. There's a reason you're here, having this human experience. And when we allow our divinity to animate our humanness, our experience of our human life will shift and change. And this beautiful classroom for healing and awakening will expand in ways we can even begin to imagine. It all begins with yes. Just say yes. Yes to it all. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Just finding yourself reconnected to your human body, your experience of the physical body again. And recognizing that as you come back into the physical body, your default setting might be to jump back into the left side of the brain. I'm going to invite you to come to the right side of the brain. Experience life from there. We're going to do one more exercise for the brain. And you may or may not be ready for this part. But eventually, as you listen to this episode and walk yourself and be moved through this process more and more, and practice it. I would encourage you to download this practice and use it over and over again until it becomes second nature, until it becomes familiar, until it becomes natural for you, until it becomes easy. As you bring your awareness back up to the brain, we're going to activate three points in the brain. And those three points are going to unite the left and right side of your brain to activate the whole brain. Now, in the beginning, you may need to exercise the right side more than the left. So you might find yourself going over to the right, particularly in moments of panic or worry or fear, questioning, concern, doubt, confusion. Imagine going over to the right side of the brain, hanging out there, exercising that muscle of deep presence. And then we can do the exercise of activating the whole brain. So I'm going to do that now with you. I want you to bring your awareness to the center of your brain, the center of your physical brain. And there's three glands in the brain. We're going to activate the three, and they're in the form of a triangle. And don't analyze where or what they look like or that triangle. Just set an intention to say yes to activate the three glands in the brain. So we're going to activate the pituitary, the pineal, and the thalamus gland. Waking up, creating awareness, right and left side of the brain, waking up the whole brain. And even though the whole brain is awake, uniting the left and right side, creating a beautiful marriage of inspired action and movement and deep presence. You can still move your awareness over to the right side and down if you need to at any time. Take a deep breath and exhale with a falling out breath, a little bit of a sigh on your breath out. And you may need to do that two or three times just to really land back here into your physical body, becoming aware of your physical surroundings. As you practice this healing and closing the gap, it will become more second nature, and you won't necessarily need to go into meditation to practice this. In the beginning, you might need to listen to this a few more times to really get the experience. And then you'll find that you'll be able to do it in a moment, just in a moment of awareness. You can go from left to right side of your brain, and it can shift everything in a moment. And then bringing the seat of your soul down into your pelvis, you can do that just with intention in the moment. Anytime you feel it coming back up, or anytime you feel a battle of the will, the personal will and your divine will, although your divine will doesn't battle, the ego loves to battle, the seat of your soul is probably back up in your solar plexus. So invite it back down into your pelvis. Deep breaths into your lower belly. Imagine your whole body breathing, including your energy field. This beautiful experience of living oneness, mind, body, soul. This is your true nature. This is your natural way of being in this world. When you remember that, you remember how it feels, you remember how to stay here, your experience of life will change. And the impact you have on the lives of others will shift, because you will become this vibrational tuning fork for love. You will become this vibrational tuning fork for alignment and divinity and light. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Come back to the space that is surrounding you. I want to thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to encourage you to continue to take this journey with us. The healing experiment will continue. And each week I'll either be sharing a message, channeling through me, a divine transmission, or I'll have a guest that will come on and share their unique gifts. The intention is to support you in remembering the truth of who you are and experiencing that truth so deeply that all doubt, uncertainty, and confusion dissolve. I appreciate you. I honor you. I encourage you to share this experience with others as well. Invite others to join the healing experiment and share your experiences with others so that they can feel that inspiration and that inspired action to join us. I honor you. I see you. I appreciate you. Until next time, love and blessings.